Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Roberts. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the Houston Astros, George Brunette. And now, play ball. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla bunts towards the mound. Brunette juggles the ball. That's an error on Brunette. Coleman moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple throws to second for one, and Hartman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Coleman scores. Mantilla scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornberry. Warwick moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball four. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to third for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton takes first base on ball four. Spangler moves to third. Temple moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Campbell reaches second base with a double. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brunet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunet bunts towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to third for the out. Hartman moves to second. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roberts scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Hartman reaches second base with a double. George Brunet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunet is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. Hook strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Neal. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Neal steals second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pendleton hits a pop-up towards short. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields the ball and throws to second. Cannell drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Cannell. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-2 in the game. Hook bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte catches it and throws to second to double up Christopher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for George Brunette. Ray Devault now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil misplays the ball. That's an error on Neil. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla juggles the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Warwick scores. Spangler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Norm Larker pinch hits for Jim Pendleton. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to third. Temple moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Norm Larker now playing first base. Dave Roberts now playing right field. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Hershuer pinch runs for Felix Mantilla. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Elio Chacon now playing shortstop. Rick Hershuer now playing third base. Hal Smith pinch hits for Jim Campbell. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duvall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 4 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick, who is chasing the ball. Christopher reaches third base with a triple. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Ray Devault. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Bob Lillis pinch hits for Al Spangler. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Craig Anderson now pitching. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larker is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Temple scores. Larker goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.